Welcome to everyone tonight. I think it's going to be a really inspiring evening as we are together tonight and hear what God's doing through his kingdom building in the country of India. I think you'll be energized as you get in on some of the energy of Sam Gunty. And Sam, I got to know Sam last summer, and he stayed at our house a few days, and I said, Sam, you need a vehicle? We can have our vehicle go around and spend some time. He said, well, give me some bikes. Him and his son Jason were there, and so they jumped on some bikes with my son David, and they biked all over that part of the country, Bird in Hand, Intercourse, and all that area. So Sam is used to, I guess, a country where they travel a lot on bikes. But Sam is involved with a passion for men, young people, children. And you'll hear all about that tonight as he shares with us. Sam's life has a real testimony as God met him and brought him to the Lord. I guess he grew up a bit in a family whose father was involved in kingdom work in India. And Sam came to Rosedale back in the early 90s and in Ohio, Plain City, Ohio, and then that's where he met his wife, his girl that he married later on, Becca. And you'll see them tonight. And in 2000, they began a ministry called Good Life Ministries in the country of India, in the state of Hyderabad, something like that. So he'll tell us about that.
It's good to be here tonight. We serve a living God. Gives grace to do things for his glory. We want to glorify his name in whatever we do. It's challenging for me at times to work with natives here. That means you guys. And if something doesn't sound the way it should, bear with me tonight because I do have an accent. And my wife likes it. She thinks it sounds cute. So I'm going to hang on to it. Last weekend, I learned something about Barkman Brothers. How many of you are here? I know it's kind of a crazy question, think that these Barkman Brothers do have energy, and sometimes with that energy, they can be a little naughty. I don't know, but poor Joel Barkman, he's still waiting for his $1 million from his brother, Irwin. Irwin seems to have these wonderful ideas. When they were growing up, he said, all the boys had to do, Irwin being an older guy, I'll step into the car pies. I'll give you $1 million. And every time they would do it, he never gives them any. If that is real, I would play angel in them things. Good to be here. And then, like Brother Ruben said, that we do work with a lot of children and a lot of young people. And so good to see some of you, like, out there. Yes, He was at our place in Hyderabad, India, and it's good to see some of the faces. Lorita, wow. That's encouraging to see some familiar faces. I don't know, sometimes the children, we want to keep the tradition. Well, it's kind of nice to know that I'm not the only speaker here tonight, because we've got a couple of black speakers up there. So if you make your way out here, we'll go right into the children's class. There we are. Well, let me ask you the question. How many of you think here that you are children and you're here tonight? Raise your hand. All the older folks here? Oh, okay. Okay, didn't get it right. Yeah, there we go. All the children, if you think you're here tonight, raise your hand. There's maybe a couple of them. I know. I know. There's some empty benches here. If you want to come up, stand up. You're not scared of the brownies, are you? You like them? Oh, yeah, age group, right? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We can handle up to 86. There you go. There's some brown speakers. You see, there's some brave children coming up there. Hey, you know what? Jason, come up with that bag. You know, he's going to be my helper. And in fact, I'll read a scripture for you all later on, and we'll think about why we are there in India and why people need the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that you'd have. And as my family, let me introduce my family to you guys, and then please do come forward just to give you an idea. You know, you guys are brave to come. You like my tan? Yeah, I'm just baked right. And you guys are hardly baked. My friend in Africa, man, he's burnt. Tell you what, this is Jason, and we're going to sing a song for you guys in our language. And yeah, they've got mommy's tongue and daddy's tongue. Don't worry about that. It's two languages. They're bilingual. We'll sing in Telugu. That's the name of our language in India. And Joyce, she's a wonderful sister. She has a heart for India, and she's been with us for a couple of years. And Sanya, she just can't wait to get home and meet her cousins. But it's been a blessing, though. A few weeks ago, she got baptized here at United Bethel Mennonite Church there in Plain City. And that's where we belong when we come here. And also Becca, my wife, and Judson, he's 6 years old and loves to tussle with his brother who's 12. And he thinks he has to win, and he can win. But we are going to sing a song. And Joy, would you mind telling them the meaning of it so they know what we're singing about tonight?
Well, in India, like Mr. Barkman said, there's thousands of children that come to Bible school every year. And for vacation Bible school, Sam and some friends get together and they put together the curriculum and all the songs that we sing with the music. And so this song is one of the songs that they put together for vacation Bible school. And it says, I will obey the Lord happily. I will obey him wholeheartedly, and I'll obey right away. I'll trust him and I will follow him.
This is how it sounds. Lobadta devuniki santoshamuga lobamuleni vidhayatato sampunamuga lobadta devuniki santoshamuga lobamuleni vidhayatato sampunamuga poli nadutunu nee bhaktulanu vembadintunu ninne nenu poli nadutunu nee bhaktulanu vembadintunu ninne nenu unchadanu nammakamu yesu nee pai unchadanu nammakamu yesu nee pai లోబడతా దేవునికి సంతోషముగా లోపములేని విధేయతతో సంపూర్ణముగా. Thank you. Oh, some of the children is like, whatever. I know it sounds funny and crazy at times, but children, I do love to work with the children. You know, children need the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes the parents shut the doors on us when we go into the villages. No, we don't want to hear anything about Jesus. But you know, we still believe the children have the right to hear the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I do a lot of kids' clubs, and every time I bring this out, children get excited, and some of you are like wondering, wow, you blow bubbles in church? Should have taken permission from. anyway, here, Jason, hold this, and we have a wonderful group here. By the way, am I making sense? Am I? Really? Okay, even though I have an accent. Well, let me check it out. I'm going to ask you a few questions, all the children. You got to raise your hand if I am making sense. Are you guys ready? Okay, raise your right hand. The other right hand. The other one. Yeah, there we go. The right hand. Yeah, and the other one. I'm sorry. Why? I am making sense a little bit. Put your hands down. Now, this time, I'm going to ask you guys a little faster and see. It's going to be a little challenging. You really have to watch my lips. Listen carefully because, I might sound something different. There we go. Are you all ready? Got your right hands, right? Raise them way up in the air so I see and I know that I am actually making sense and you guys are following me what I'm saying. Here we go. How many of you like to play outside? Good job. Put your hands down. Wow. You guys are doing well. Here we go. Another question. How many of you like stories? Put your hands down. Good job. Raise him up. I mean, you know, so I know that. Here we go. Let me ask you another. How many of you like McDonald's? Raise your hand. Wow. How many of you like to do homework? Raise your hand. Wait, come on now. That's how you become smart. Tell you what, children. It's okay. That's a little bit slow, but I'm going to make these same questions. Maybe I'll add one more or so. This time, I'm going to really ask fast. You have to be real alert and raise your hand way up and tall. Are we ready? Okay, same question. How many of you like to play outside? Raise your hand. Put your hands down. How many of you like McDonald's? Raise your hands. Put your hands down. How many of you like stories? Raise your hands. Put your hands down. How many of you like spanking? Raise your hand. Put your hands down. We've got 4, 5, yeah, almost 6. That's pretty good. Now, are you guys ready to catch the bubbles? Now, this is the thing. I'm going to tell you a little lesson and read a scripture from the Word of God, the importance of life. Whoa, yo, yeah. Slow down here. That's right. Let me just give you an idea how important it is for all of us to take care of our lives. You know, God gave life. Children, it's so much fun. You're really blessed. You have Christian parents and you go to church. But sometimes, you know, we do struggle. All of us, no matter children. Well, let me tell you what I mean. Here we go. Are you guys ready to catch these bubbles? Okay, here we go. Oops. There they are. Now, they'll come right to you. Just catch them. Be gentle. No pop. Don't pop. Did you pop that? You did? Oh. Okay, well, let me give you a chance. There you go. Oh, let me blow it over here. Eh? Be careful. Be gentle with them, okay? There we go. Yeah, go ahead and catch him. And then if you catch him, give it back to me so I can put him back in here, okay? You popped it again. Okay. I am so sorry. Here we go. Oh, there's one big one. Oh, there's another big one. Oh, come on now. You guys are popping the... Oh, I got it. I got this one. I got it. Don't worry. Now, this is what I mean. Children, I tell you what. Very simple truth, but yet it makes sense. You know the bubbles, the different bubble that, let me put it here. I want to make sure that I am very careful with how I play with this bubble. Well, I know you guys are checking me out. It's okay. And some people are thinking, Sam, you're crazy. I am. Our life is like a bubble, if you think about it. You know, children, some bubbles just kind of popped. They were there, it's gone. This is what we tell the people and the children and the young people in India. If you have Jesus in your heart, you're like the bubble that never pops. Well, what do you mean by that? What do I mean by that? Simple. Jesus gives us life that lasts forever and ever and ever. You know, a lot of children in India and people are looking for that real thing. They don't know. You would be shocked when Joy and Sina comes up and tells you a story and says, how many gods do you think that they worship in India? You might say, 100? No. Couple thousand? No. 3 million gods. Well, it is true. They worship cows. You might say, holy cow. Oh, don't say that in India. They might say amen. I tell you what, they worship rats, elephant god. Well, you got the point. But I tell you what, children, I want to leave a challenge with you to keep the bubble, well, your life clean. I tell you what, you know, sometimes it's very, very easy to get our lives dirty. Well, I'm not talking about playing in the mud and dirt and get, that's the physical, but you know what I mean. Let me just ask you a question. What do you think that makes our lives dirty? Yes? Good job. How about a little bit of detail? How about what are those things that loves to hang on to us and make our life dirty? Yeah, sin. Sin is right. Well, if you explain a little bit more, how about lies? Yes? Temptations, lies, cheating, and all of those things. But the Bible says, hate them. Well, in fact, let me just read it to you. It's from Romans chapter 12, verse 9. It says, hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. We need to cling to what is good, good things. Love, joy, peace. Well, God will tell you what we need. Otherwise, the bad things will come and cling to us and make our lives dirty. We are supposed to keep them clean by getting rid of what's not good. Well, tell you what. Could I have a volunteer come up? And usually I call somebody who has a nice smile. They're like, nice smile and sitting straight. Oh, he's like, I bet you got a nice smile, don't you? Let me shake your hand. What's your name? Sean. Let me shake yours. Your name?
Jaden.
Jaden. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Hey, Sean, you're in. How many of you all know Sean tonight? Let's raise your hand. Wow, you're a famous guy. You could almost run for office. Tell you what, I got something for you, Sean, and I'm going to take it back. But are your parents here? Mm-hmm. Well, no peeking. Turn that side. No peeking. No looking. Turn that side. There you go. Where are they?
Back there.
Back there. Okay, there they are. All right. Hey, in fact, you all think that Sean looks cute? Yeah? Let me see those nods. Yeah, there you go. And that's right. You know, in fact, I'm going to make him look even cuter by putting this on. I tell you what, Sean, you're going to help me, okay? Yeah, you're going to help me learn a lesson. Remember, children, hate what is evil. In other words, don't let those bad things hang on to you. Get rid of them as soon as you can. When they are small, before they grow big in your life. That's how we keep our lives clean. Wow. God's word says, shake it off. Can you shake that head off? Good job. That was pretty easy for Sean, and he knows how to shake it off, just like that. But if you don't do it, when they are small, guess what's going to happen? They're going to grow a little bit bigger. Now Sean is looking, now how am I going to shake that one off? It is a little bit bigger. Now I tell you, you're fine, and I tell you what, Sean, you're going to have to work a little bit harder this time to shake it off. Go ahead and shake it off. See there? Oh, my goodness. Finally, you got rid of it. You know, remember, children? Those bad things, lies, cheating, maybe pinching, kicking, disobedience. Yeah. Yeah, those are the things. They love to hang on to you and make your life dirty. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Otherwise, it'll grow bigger and bigger. While Sean is like, how big? I know, Sean, it's going to be a little fun, but go ahead and shake it off. Go ahead and shake it off. Yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, go ahead. Hey, I don't want you to get dizzy, though. You know, all right, I'll get it off. This is how he looked. Thank you for helping shake my hand and then give him a big round of applause. That's good. Tell you what, children, remember, yeah, gives us bad face. That's what sin does. That's what the Bible says. It says, the sin grows bigger and bigger, gives birth to death. Ooh, that's ouch. Before it grows bigger and gives us bad face, let us try to remember to get rid of it when it is small. I tell you what, Joy and Sonia are going to come and tell you a little story, a little lesson, and then we'll go on with our program.
Tonight, and we're going to share with you a story about a little boy in India, and he represents a lot of other little boys and girls that live in India. And this is a picture of Kumar, and he lives in India with his mom and dad.
And this is his family. And can you guys see the big red dot on the mom's forehead? Well, that means that they worship a lot of idols. Did you notice when Dad said how many idols they worship? How many? Yes? Yep, that's how many they worship.
Well, Kumar and his friends live in very different houses from what we live at here. Can any of you tell me, just name off some rooms that you might have at your in your house at home? Kitchens? Only kitchens? Living rooms? Bedrooms. Anything else? Bathrooms. Okay, all the necessity ones. Okay, imagine if you had, do you think they can fit all of those rooms inside of this hut?
No.
And so they live inside this hut, and we could probably fit a few of those in this room. And sometimes when it, where they live, sometimes when it's rainy season, it's really wet and muddy, and when it's hot, it gets to 120 degrees, and it's really hot inside their hut.
Kumar's dad has to work at a stone quarry, and he has to break rock by hand. And they, yeah.
Not only does his dad work there, but his mom works there too, and they work really hard. How much money do you think they make in one day? Okay, $1, a little bit more. $2 to $5 is how much they would get in one day.
What do you guys drink? What do you guys use water for?
To drink,
to take a shower, to wash dishes. Well, Kumar and his friends that's their job at home. They have to carry all that water because they don't have plumbing inside their huts, and so they have to carry all the water they use.
You know what? Whenever we get sick, our mom and dad take us to the doctor. Well, in India, a lot of children, maybe their parents don't have very much money and that kind of thing. Well, Kumar and his friends, the first time that some of them ever saw a doctor was when Good Life Ministries had a medical camp in his village, and we brought doctors and nurses, gave the children vitamins, and had them checked out by the doctor to see if anything was wrong or if they needed glasses.
After the medical camps, Good Life Ministries goes back to the villages like a couple weeks later and then starts kids clubs in the villages.
This is a picture of the first school that we had in our stone quarry. This one actually this summer, early this spring, blew over, so we built them another one, and that one's made out of bricks with cement, so it's a little bit sturdier.
Good Life Ministries provides a uniform for all the kids and a warm, nice meal in the afternoon.
Kumar and his friends get to go to school, and they all sit on the floor like this, and they learn how to read, write, and their ABCs. How many of you sit on the floor like this for school?
The kids that are able to go to school, old enough to go to school, they have to take their younger siblings along to school since their parents have to work and they don't have babysitters over there.
And here is a picture. Every year at Christmas time, Kumar and his friends, we give them a gift, a Christmas gift. Christmas gifts are fun to get, aren't they? And last year for Christmas, we gave them a blanket. We usually try to get them something they can use, a blanket, and we got them a cup and some things for school, like fingernail clippers also, and like shampoo and different things like that, and candy.
Christmas time is just another opportunity to for us to tell all the kids about Jesus.
Well, Sam was telling you about the importance of obeying, of having our lives clean and obeying Jesus and living for him. And that's something that we're so excited about teaching the children at our schools and at the Stone Quarry. And Kumar has learned about Jesus too. And he loves to sing with his friends, learn songs about Jesus, hear Bible stories. And one of the things that he's learned how to do is to pray and to ask Jesus to be his best friend and to be with him wherever he is in whatever situation he's in. And Sonia is going to pass out in a little bit some bookmarks for you that you can take home to help you remember to pray for the children in the Stone Quarry and in other places in India. And after the service is over, if you would like, we have prayer cards that you can pick up of a boy or girl just like you that you can take home and pray for them. Thank you so much. And would you like them to go back to their parents after?
Oh, okay. You can pass them out at the table. They can pick those at the table. Thank you. And this is something like we do work with a lot of children, like I said, and we use, hey, you know what? We use flashcards and object lessons, things like that. And we also use little guys that live in the bags. Yeah, we use. And I've got this little guy that lives in a little bag here, but he also has, yeah, that's right. He lives in a little can like this, about that size. And it's pretty shiny, and his name is Rocky. Would you guys like to see him? You do? Okay, let me get him out. It's got this shiny little, it's like a shiny little, come on, shiny little, oh, ouch. Hey, it's all right. Shiny little trash can. Wow. That's kind of a funny looking trash can. Well, not really. It's a nice looking trash can. Rocky? Yeah. You need to come out. No. It's okay. No. It's okay, right? He's a little shy tonight, but Rocky, you need to come out. It's there you are. There you are. Yeah, Rocky likes to anyway. Rocky, is he playing peekaboo? Is he? Now, Rocky, you need to let them see your face, okay? Yeah, there you go. Now, you come out. There you go. Now, don't play with your lid. Rocky, we're here to tell them a lesson, okay? Now, it is so funny. The other night, did he go in back? Okay, well, all right, now stay in there. Now, I was having such a cold and I was sneezing, and then pretty soon he comes out with... the tissue. That is funny. I don't think I have any cold, okay, Rocky? Say what? You still like to blow? For me to blow my nose? All right, just let it go. No, let it go. Rocky, you need to let it go so I can blow my nose, okay? Ow! Rocky, let my nose go. I can't. All right. Okay. Ooh, yuck. No, don't throw it. No, don't. Just give it to me. So what? You don't want to give it to her? Now, come on now. Give it to me. Why? Oh, you like to give it to who? Erwin. No, he's not going to take it. I don't think. Thank you. Anyway, Rocky, I told Rocky to bring something tonight, and then I'm sure he brought it. Are they in there? Rocky, come on out. Come on out. Yeah, there they are. All right. And no. Don't. You are supposed to give it to me, okay? Yeah, but you throw it on the floor, okay? Now, you're funny, okay? Stay right there. Now, hold the can. Yeah, just like that. I'll pick him up. Thank you. Children, I've got... Just hold it tight, okay? Yeah. No, don't let it go. All right, there we go. I've got this... Were you playing with your lid again? No, don't do that. Children, how many of you... Hey, you need to go back, buddy. You need to go... What? You go in there when the people will clap you? Okay, all right. Go ahead and clap for him. Well, thank you. Are you taking a bow? Yeah. All right. You know, children, it is so... Oh, no, go in there. No, stop. Don't come out. There we go. So important, I'm sure. We're talking about the obedience. That's how we keep our life. You know, I don't like to tell you this, but you know, we had a crash with our motorhome. You know what the reason is? Somebody didn't stop at the stoplight, ran right into us. Well, that means he didn't really obey the rules. Well, I don't know why, because remember, the traffic lights. What's red?
Stop.
What about yellow?
Hello.
Good job. Somebody said, faster. Green is to go. That's right. Green is to go. Tell you what. Come on up here. You know, he's like, please don't make me into a girl. I'm just kidding. Put your hands out. I tell you what, what's your name?
Colin.
Colin. See, we need to learn to obey when God says, when green is to go. Well, let's call this green as an obedience thing. When God says, you need to do, we need to show green light to God. Yes, Lord, I'll obey. Do you, will you try to obey God? Oh, good, good, because we want you to obey. I'm sure your parents will. And God likes for you to obey. If you are going to obey, then this light, or at least if you think about obeying God, and this light, green light, will come over here, I think. Yeah, here we go. Okay, let me put your hands out like this, both of them. Yeah, and this green light should jump onto this one if you're really are planning on obeying God. Okay, here we go. And I'm going to take these covers off and put it in here. I'll put this in my pocket there, and then I get this one out. And then, in fact, oh, yeah, put it over here. And then, the green light should jump over there. Really, seriously considering obeying God, obeying His word, obeying parents, all that good stuff? Good, buddy. And your name?
Colin.
Good. Well, let me check it out. Let's see. Whoa, you are good. Man, he did jump. Give him a big round of applause. Yeah, he wants to obey God. Yes, good. Now, children, I tell you what. God bless you, good. Thank you for your attention. You may go back to your parents. Now, so I can start the parents' class. We do have a 15-minute presentation of the work. And... Hey, you know what? Before that, I have to love to share my testimony with you, you know, how the Lord gave us the vision. Are Tim and James Beachy here? They're not here? Tim is back there. Okay, Tim, nice to see you again. Some of those guys, you know, those were back in those days when I used to live in Catlett, Virginia. That Lord really spoke to me, you know, after I came over here. For most young people in India, it's like going abroad is a dream. You know, you want to go to Australia or you want to go to England and make money. That's the fastest making money. And then my friends were here, my cousins were here. And in fact, one of my cousins, he was working in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, said, Sam, you're crazy. What do you think you're going to do going through Bible school? You're going to be a preacher? We are here to make money. He meant well for me, you know, he didn't know, but, you know, I said, no, I said, John, I feel the call, I need to go back to my own people and share. There were times that I even had a thought. How about just sending the money over there rather than me going? I could afford a couple of pastors to work over there and support them. Lord worked in my life. There were times, Lord, let me be here and make enough money so I can buy a motorcycle, so I can get around. And I was giving all kinds of excuses to God. And there for a while, I came up with a list of excuses, full of them. Just like that, God knew my heart and answered where I could, cannot say any more excuses. Just some of those, like Tim and them, the youth group, they just raised money for my motorcycle and said, "Here, Sam, take this and go buy a motorcycle and go." Lord really brought some wonderful people into our lives to fulfill His will and His vision. We are here tonight. Let me just read the scripture. We are here tonight because we believe in the work, kingdom work. As a challenge, it's really blessed my heart, this particular scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light shine in our hearts. To give us light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. We have received this light. In verse 7, I'm reading out of NIV. But we have this treasure to show. But we have this treasure of the gospel to show. Not to keep for ourselves. That's why this says, in the jars of clay, which is not worth. But the treasure inside is what makes the difference. God wants to show to the people the treasure that we have. That's to show, not to keep. We love our treasures. We're talking about, do you agree with me? If you do, just say amen. I tell you what, I'm not here to preach because obviously Becca says, you know, well, they didn't call you, Sam, to preach here tonight. But I do want to challenge you. We are here to agree on most important things. Agree on the word of God when He says, go into all the nation, preach the gospel. Shine for me. You are my ambassador. You are my representatives. Let's work together. You are my co-workers in the kingdom because we know that God loved this world so much that He sent His only Son. None of His creation who were created in the image of God should perish but have eternal life. He loves to use us. God loves His people. It all goes back to agreeing with the scripture. The moment you agree and say, yes, Lord. It's not easy all the time. It wasn't easy for me to agree with everything. Lord, I will go, but let me make some money before I go. Some people think that I married Becca for money. I tell them she had $200 in her savings. If you want to know how much. And she knew that she had to go if we have to go on with this. Lord's been good. She's been such a tremendous blessing. People think I'm crazy to bring my wife and put her through 120 degree weather and make her eat hot food, spicy food. You know, that's how we become cool, you see.
She has touched some hearts. Lord has a way to work with his people, but tonight I am challenged with your big heart. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Let's agree on a few things that God said. Well, in fact, all of Scripture. We're supposed to agree with all of Scripture. No matter, sometimes, you know, we are different. People wonder how in the world I met my wife. You know, sometimes when we go to the first time in some of the churches, and then they just can't wait when they see Becca beside me. Oh, so you're married. One of our girls. I wonder what her maiden name is. I hope she's not your daughter, because I don't think your girls would be that crazy to go out there. Just kidding. But, you know, afterwards, they ask me, you know, what's a maiden name? I say, Meager. Oh, Meager doesn't sound. Oh, Meager? Well, let me, when I start playing Mennonite game, said her mother's maiden name was Shrock. Oh, Shrock, okay. Okay, well, they start to calling. Well, then I'm glad that I'm no more stranger to them. I don't know where I'm heading tonight, but one thing is, I thought it was so funny. Some of our friends came from the States, and then we were out in the boonies in the village, and somewhere, way out there, after Sunday afternoon lunch, sitting in front in the bushes, you know, right there, and then all the Indians were standing around them and just kind of watching them, listening, and they pretty much nobody, I couldn't, and here, they were playing a Mennonite game in India. So much for that. I'm looking for two people. And tonight we're going to concentrate on a few Bible truths, of course, before we do the presentation, because it is really important for all of us to realize how important it is that we agree in the kingdom of God. That's how something gets built. And that is where the presence of the Lord, things takes place when there are two or three gathered in my name. What did he say? There's my presence. And that's where the things start to take place. But no matter what, how different we are, we're culture, food, and all of that. Man, I just couldn't get along with the sauerkraut. I mean, that was almost like a rotten cabbage. And you guys love it, right? That's good, because you probably see the same thing when you come over to India. Let me see. Yes, you look a little different. I'm just kidding. Are you still looking at that thing? Okay, would you mind being my victim tonight? I'm sorry, volunteer. It's okay, you know. It's so much fun for the children. Hey, I'm sure, but those are your kids, right?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sam.
I'm Kent.
Kent? K-E-N-T.
Yep.
Okay, good to meet you, Kent. And, I know. Sorry, Kent. You know, it happens all the time, you know. When I start looking for the volunteers, you know, and especially the parents, you know, pretty soon I lose this eye contact. And then those who have really caught the eye contact and look at them, and they go like this. And they'll be smiling. You're trying.
I was trying to make sure I have a song to close with.
Okay. Well, you have a ways to go. Somebody said, Sam, take all the time you want. We might be eating midnight snack here. Who knows? Tell you what. If I do an eye contact and there, it's like, see, I already lost a couple of them here. Especially the young people, you know. And then no more smiling. In fact, if I keep looking at you like that, and then they would be like, me? Yeah, that's you. That's right, you. Are we? Am I looking at you? Yeah. Come on up here. Oh, yeah. You're looking pretty relaxed, you know. Got to call you up now. The reason I called you, because you guys look pretty contrast, because, you know, full head of hair and no. No, just kidding. I mean, I better hang on, you know, it's pretty treasure there. Tell you what, I'm sorry, I didn't meet you. Shake your hand.
Ian.
Ian.
Yeah.
we got Ian and we got Kent. Now, let me see, tonight, I really want all of us to focus on some biblical truths. You do look a little different, obviously, in every angle that you look. Now, step over here. No. I want to be the middle person. So nobody's... None of you ends up in the hospital tonight, no. I'm just teasing. Tell you what, Ian, I'm sorry. That's a unique name.
Ian.
Yeah, Ian. Ian, I got a few cards for you. Hold your hands up, and I'm going to put it here. Now, we're going to learn through this card. Each card represents a Bible truth tonight. As we think about the work of the Lord, as we think about India, as we think of the importance of spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, let us remind ourselves these few Bible truths that makes a whole lot of difference in our lives and also lives of the people. And Kent, here you go. I got a couple of them for you. Now, this is what I mean. No peeking. Did you see it? Similar cards, but two sets. I'm sure young people are watching me, checking me out. Some of you are like, no way, I'm not going to go to India. You'll have fun. Tell you what, I'm going to mix them together, Ian's and Kent's. Took their cards. In fact, I'm going to shuffle them up. Now, this is what I mean. No matter how different you are, who you are, whether you age difference, weight difference, no. You got to agree with all of Scripture. Agree with all of Scripture. Let's say that together tonight. Agree with all of Scripture. Let me hear that.
Agree with all of Scripture.
Good job. Now, I'm going to keep mixing them up until somebody says stop, okay? If you think they're mixed. Did I hear stop? Okay, there we go. Now, here, Ian, let me give you the cards. Okay, just put them like that. There's one, and there's two, and there's three, and there's four, and there's five, and there's six. And, of course, you should have six. Three plus three, six, right there. Okay? Now, hang on to them just like that, just how you are. Now, this is how I want all of you to get involved and help me out and help these guys out because... Kent looked a little ornery, which is okay. But we are in the process of learning to agree with all of Scriptures, you know. Sometimes it can be challenging. Don't get along very well. God's Word brings us together. Without God, without Christ, it's me and Becca. I just cannot imagine ourselves. You know, that just I'm not just talking about that, but when it comes to spreading, working outside, bringing people outside into the church, starting a kids club, takes more than one. We need team. We need to partner. We need to come together under one platform and say, Lord, here we are, available together. And also tonight, for the parents, we're going to have some spelling sessions. I know some of you have been to school. It's been a long time. Are you out of school? Good job, because he's not. Or no more. We're going to spell. Agree with all of Scripture. One word at a time. Now, we're going to take agree and spell it out for one letter. You have the freedom to choose whether it's Kent's turn or Ian's turn to flip the card from the top to bottom for every letter of that word. Did you get it? For every letter of that word, as we spell it out, you have the freedom to choose whether it's Kent or all you guys have to do, Ian, is to take the top card for every letter, whoever they say, whether it's Kent or Ian. Put it underneath. We're going to flip it. Let's see if they agree on the same biblical truth. I know I have a hard time to speak to you guys. Am I making sense? Here we go. Well, let's just try it out. How about who wants to spell agree tonight? Agree. Well, most men, if I point out to you and you can take your wife's help. Go ahead. Oh, no. Randy, yes. Randy, I know. You're a visitor just like me, but you don't have to turn red. Agree. Like, you have the freedom, though, to whether Kent should go for each letter. Kent. Kent A. So you take the top card, put it underneath. There you go. A. Agree. All the word, the whole. Yeah. Uh-huh. Kent again? Okay, Kent. G, Kent. Ian, what's the word? R. R, yeah. R, Ian, put it up so everybody can see. Mm-hmm. Another E, Ian. Okay. Ian again. Wow, you know how to divide. Well, let's see, Kent, what your top card says. Let me take it out. And then Kent's card says, God is love. Do you all agree with it? That we are supposed to share God's love with the people? Now, young people, what do you think that Ian's card would say? Better say the same thing. That's right. Looks like you guys are getting along pretty good tonight. Agree with. Who wants to spell with? Shoot it out, buddy. Go ahead. All yours. Get him back. Get him. Mix him up. Just say their name so they know. Spell it out. One letter. Say their name. They can go for it. W, Ian for W. Kent for I. Okay. Ooh. All right. Well, go ahead and show me your top card. Kent's top card says, Bible is true. Do you all agree with it? Yes, Bible is true. We need to believe. Let me see your top card. Yes, even Ian thinks that Bible is true. That's very good. Now we're doing pretty good. Bible is true. God is love. These are the things that we need to agree and believe strongly before we go out and agree with all. Who wants to spell all? All. Go ahead. You're right there. Okay. A. Yeah? L, Ian? Again, Ian, agree with all. Let's see what Ian's top card says. Do you believe that Satan is a liar? Yes, Satan is. Let's agree with. Do you also believe the same thing? How do you know? You just know. Agree with all of scripture. Children, do you want to spell? Do you know how to spell off? Agree with all of. OF, off. Yeah, there it is. Did I spell it? Okay, go ahead and pick those guys. O for Kent. F for Ian. Wow. OF off. Let's see what it is. Kent's card says, Ian's card says, heaven is real. And you think the same thing. You are. You know, heaven is real. That's right. Heaven is real. That's why we need to be sharing the good news. Because somebody, in fact, all of them are going to spend eternity, whether somewhere, heaven or hell. Agree with all of scripture. Wow, that's a big word. And I bet some of you, hey, you look so handsome. What's your name? Brad Pitt? No, just kidding. Do you know how to spell scripture? I'm sure you do. It's been a long time, right? Go ahead, buddy. Just mess him up.
S for Ian. G for Kent. R for Kent. I for Ian, E for Ian, T for Kent, U for Ian, R for Kent, and U for Kent.
Let's see what your top card says. People need the Lord. Let me check yours. You're right. People need the Lord. No matter how you mix it, you better agree with the scripture, because Jesus is the only way the people can go to the Lord. You believe that too? Give these two young men a big round of applause. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ewan. It's always a challenging, especially working in India, because they believe there are so many ways. When I say Jesus is the only way, say, come on now, Sam. You can say one other way, but not the only way. But we believe and agree that is the only way, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through the Son of God. At this time, if we can turn the lights off and go with the thing. And then if you have any questions afterwards, please feel free to ask.
Well, good evening. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm Randy Nisley, and I serve on the Good Life Advisory Board. And for those of you who know Sam, know his heart. And he just gets a lot done over there in India. And ways you guys can help, like the DVD showed, you guys can pray for it. That is the most important, most powerful thing you can do. I mean, you can give $1 million, but if there's no prayer behind it, it's not going to work. But you can give. You can give financially. And a couple specific needs that we have right now is, I think it's a slum school, needs a new roof. So I'd like to do that, as well as another big thing is a feeding program, taking care of the children and feeding the children. That's an ongoing financial need that, you know, every day they feed them. And, you know, if you think about it, it's less than $1.50 a day. So it's pretty inexpensive for what they get accomplished over there. And also, if you guys feel like the Lord's leading you to go visit, I'm sure they'd be welcome over there. So again, thanks for what you guys, for hosting these guys and for what you guys will do with praying and stuff. Thanks.
Thank you for coming, coming and allowing us to share with you this evening. I would just also like to share with you, we are trying to raise prayer supporters. We have around 750 prayer supporters at this time, and we would love to have you become a part of that and join us in praying for the people in India, for the ministry, and just how God wants us to reach out there. There's so many opportunities, and Sam never runs out of ideas. So, we need direction in how God wants us to work over there.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Joy. So, such a blessing to have them on the team, on the board. It's been, I just cannot do it. I mean, we need you all. It's really the way the work is growing. We felt the need to share about the ministry, and a lot of people, our ministry is very small and a lot of people do not know. Would you have any questions? Erwin talked about maybe the opportunities, the short term for the young people. Love to have you guys over there, and it's going to be an encouragement to us. And the reason that I'm inviting or love to have you all come over, there's one reason is I can easily put you all to work, especially since we have the English class and computer classes going, reaching the young people. Another thing is, sometimes I do get hungry for this holy cow. Usually we get beef, sneak in some of the beef when you guys come over. We do appreciate your open doors tonight. It's been a blessing to know. Yes.
People need to speak through an interpreter when they're there?
Yeah, most times I do, and I can get along pretty good. Sometimes I just take the thought, and for the youth center, it's some of the young people, they know English, you know, so I really don't need to be there, and they can, you know, with the broken English, whatever, you know, it's going to be challenging, but most times it's a learning experience. But sometimes it's kind of a challenging for me too. Somebody from here came over and he used the expression of, in his message, something like,
grass is green on the other side of the fence. Is that what you said? Yeah, he said, and then I didn't know how to interpret, and most places we don't have grass. It's pretty dry out there. We don't have gardens or grass, so I quickly, we do have some of the phrases, you know, something like, I knew what he was aiming at, where he was heading, so I said, this is how it sounds, you know, pretty much similar to that. It's like, the neighbor's curry is tastier than yours. Afterwards, after the meeting, I told him, Marvin, you know, did you know that, you know, for this, I said, did you really? You a stinker or something like that, whatever he said. But, you know, I cannot take word to word, you know, as interpretation, but I can take the thought, and sometimes people look at me, you know, I said that much, and Sam says this much. What did he say? But it's just the language that, you know, that I like to indigenize it and fit it where they can understand that, yes.
What part of India?
We are from South Central, right next to Orissa. Orissa State, next to Orissa State, so we have, that's, you know, as a geography, that's the state.
That is where a lot of persecution is.
That's right, yeah, A lot more than our place, yes.
So does that not
affect you? Well, it all depends on the local government. You know, if you have a Hindu, anti-Christianity government that's up there, then those Orthodox Hindu groups that are very anti can rise up, you know, they have the more power, they think, to do those things. We do have, once in a while, we do hear in Andhra Pradesh, sometimes, you know, people threaten me with the calls and that type of thing and vandalize my vehicle and thrown out of their village, you know, that type of a thing, but not as in Orissa, definitely. Yes?
Is Christianity, you say Hinduism is the main religion.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot?
Well, southern India would be more, south India would have more than the north, but they say overall it's 4% of the population, but that includes Catholicism too, I believe. Catholics get by pretty easy because of the idol worship there. You know, they have the statue of Jesus and Mary, so switching for Indians, it's pretty easy that way. So it's a little challenge at times for us to, when we talk about the spirit God, you know, that type of thing. They're so used to worshiping something, having something in the front of their eyes, no matter whether it's a picture or an idol made out of thing, you know, wooden or stone or whatever it is. But so it's the visual thing they always are used to. Myself, I remember making a commitment. I was born in a Christian family, so that really helped, fifth grade. But then I was rebellious along the way and didn't want to do anything with. One thing that growing up in a lower caste and I kind of developed bitterness towards the high caste and, you know, just the whole thing of wanted to, you know, do things that the most low caste person wouldn't be able to. And with my mom and dad being their teachers, and they were able to send me to school and all of that. So my aim was, my goals were a little different, going abroad and making money and that type of a thing. But the Lord really worked in my heart to make a U-turn. And so we strongly believe that I do, along with my wife, that our heart is in India, to our people. Now we can also believe that we can be a little bit more effective than you guys. It's not like, you know, don't take me wrong in that way, because God can use anybody. But it's just a simple fact is, you know, I cannot communicate with you all as one of you, because I need to learn some Dutch, we wish to, and all of those things.
Bible school with that many children, how often do parents come in and start asking questions and then telling the children what I brought home?
Yeah, we actually didn't start out with a big number. You know, it's a small, and then 800, then it went to 1,200 and to 2,000, you know, that type of a thing. And they're for a while, you know. The last VBS, we were expecting around 3,000, then one extra 1,000 showed up. And so we quickly called the board and said, what are we going to do? You know? Yeah, get it out of the emergency fund. I'm glad for that. You know, there's some decisions. Sometimes it all depends on building the trust. You know, there was one village leader that came and noticing me for the last 3 years. And then finally he came out and said, Sam, I really want to check you out. And I thought you were crazy to do it. And then on top of it, you bring your wife and these Americans and put them to work and sweat him out and all of that. But it takes time to. And a lot of parents, I mean, don't get me wrong, there were parents that actually at one point dragged their children out of the meetings, you know, that. But then something about the children, they don't care what caste they are. They don't care how rich the neighbor kid is. they want to have fun. You know, they come, they bring their friends. You know, that's how our thing works there. But we are planning to have that a pastor's training seminar. Raymond Burkholder is coming with Val next month. November, so we're looking forward for that, and I want to gather up some of the pastors there where we can actually guide these children to their churches if they can catch our vision and able to work. So that's the adventure that I am into, hoping and praying that that will work out, because you cannot do the follow-up work. You know, we want to do it. If the 10-year-old comes to our vacation Bible school, straight 5 years, you'll have a 15-year-old young man. If you can just stick with them for the next 3 years, which happened, I can look back 10 years. There are a couple of guys that helping me came first to my kids' club years ago. Now they are fine young Christian people established as a Christian family. I married them off. Leading somebody to Christ is one thing, but sticking with them is also challenging at times. So pray in regard to that. I know it's number might look big, but the challenges are also there. But if we can agree with few things, God can accomplish much bigger. And people in India need the Lord, especially thinking about the 2% of Christianity. Sometimes people ask me, let me be honest, because I know some of you people here and been to India and all of that. Sam, we support Gospel for Asia, wonderful ministry, but I don't want them to think that through big ministries like that, India has been taken care of. 50 villages I'm working in, yet I have not run into one of their people, because India is so huge, 1.18 billion people. 300 people per square kilometer or a mile, something like that. While Montana, where my in-laws live, Becca's parents, is 3 people per square mile. Quite the difference. Yeah, MT, Montana, it's really MT. I love people, our people. And pray that we'll be faithful and continues to. We are looking for God's grace. And love to have you join hands with us. And let's see what the Lord has for us in the future. God bless you. So good. Thank you for having us, Brother Irwin. Yes?
One picture showed your school being bulldozed.
You know, when I say every time, I say, you got to be kidding, Sam. That's what they say. You know, some of the children actually were born in those huts. That was their home. I watched there. I had teary eyes. I mean, I just couldn't believe. Just 6 months after we built that school building, 8x14. It was such a blessing, you know, from hut. 80 children in that tiny hut was pretty hot for me. And so we shared the need with one, and then they helped us build. The slum area, right in the middle of the town, it's they live underneath the bridge. One time there used to be a canal or a lake kind of a thing. It dried up and the people... See, the reason that they would live here, they have an access to the trash in the middle of the town. So anybody, you know, throws the shop or whatever, so they ran and they collect this trash and then they sort it out, plastic bags, cardboard box, and then they sell and then do it. So I started a kids club there and then started school. But let me make a long story short here. One of these diplomat or a foreign official were passing through that town or that part of the area, and they wanted to clean up the slum and give an impression of how beautiful the Hyderabad looks. They didn't have much time. They gave them 2 hours. They're supposed to pack everything. Here, that machine, that the excavators were coming, pushing those huts down, children were crying, and our school, I mean, that was the saddest part. You know what? At that time, I didn't know what the Lord has for the children. But see the beautiful building they've got now? So the Lord really blessed us, blessed those children. Now we can, the children can concentrate better. We can teach them better because it's a different atmosphere. The struggles that, you know, in there, I mean, they're much cleaner. Let me just put it this way. Because earlier when I used to go down the bridge and do the kids club over there, our children wouldn't take very long for our children as I walk into their house. Daddy, did you go to that slum? How do you know? Oh, we can smell right through. So it used to be that now our children are more clean, more hygiene, in a new building, nicer facility, and with the pump, water, and all that good stuff. So that's the reason. Anyway, the same thing that happened, not but different reason, at the sand pit school. So we have that going. So we do feed like a little over 200 children every day. And I told Becca one time, I said, think about it. Stone quarry, that gravel pit where the brick rocks, sand pit schools, that slum areas, if we don't do anything, I said, just show me, just tell me who will do it. God bless you. Good, thank you. Red, yes.
Do you want to tell the story of how your father got in contact with Maddie?
Brother Mark, you want to get that clock out of there? I'm just kidding. You know, it's a beautiful, it's a God thing. I have to, there's, you see, in fact, I took my children 2 years ago when they were here. I said, my children need to know this story. I actually called up the man who met my dad and said, Mac, would you have time to show me where you found my dad? I said, Sam, yeah, sure, come on over. I said, I'm bringing my children. I want my children to know, 50 years down the road, if they happen to end up in America, they should have this beautiful story where they can actually glorify God and know the power of God. We were talking at Randy's in-laws place tonight about the dowry. How many of you know about the dowry? That, yes, it's the opposite of Africa. It's the girl's parents pay the man. On the other hand, in Africa, it's a bride price. The man has to pay the parent for the girl. That's a bad custom. And I didn't get any dowry. But when I talked to Ken, I said, Ken, I didn't get any dowry. He says, well, he thinks he likes the African way. So, okay, I'll be quiet. That's the reason my father came, thinking that he can make money faster in the United States. Came to realize that he was not allowed to work without a work permit. There was a one Washington, D.C. area, in Fairfax, that area, there's an Indian restaurant. My dad said that they actually allowed him to work and they would pay 50 cents an hour. One of the older women came in, saw my father working there for 50 cents. He said, so she's going to talk to their bosses. But anyway, this Arabs, the rich guys, were building another house, and then she was a maid to them, maid like, you know, servant or whatever. She said, I'm going to ask the permission. So he didn't have a place to stay, and then he had some phone numbers of his cousins or somebody who lives in California or somewhere there, and
yeah, Chicago. And but he didn't feel comfortable calling them and asking them for help. So he was running out of money that he got. In fact, this is, he said he would pray every day, Lord, please provide me a ticket so I can go back. Because he ran out of the ticket, ticket expired, running out of money, he couldn't find a job, and the winter was getting closer and closer. And you know, and I know, how the winters are here. Constructing that house, no heat inside, and he was supposed to sleep. You know what? He told me afterwards, we didn't know what's going on. We were all in India. One thing, once in a while, my mom would tell me that, let's pray for Dad, and she would cry. We didn't know what was going on. After he got home, he said that, that was after a long time, he would write a letter, put it in his pocket with his information, just in case if he freezes to death, people would find a letter in his pocket and know what to do. Every night he would make sure that he would have that letter. He reached a point he had only $1 left in his pocket. Every day, I went there, the park was up on the hill, and there's a jogging track. Go down 3-4 blocks, there is a hill, there is a big mansion that Arabs used to live, and there is a small house they were building for the their maids, their workers there. Showed me that house. This is where he would. So he would, in the afternoon, walk up and sit in the park, and he would have his devotions every day. So this man, by the name of Mike Olson, would attend the church in Catlett, Virginia, Simon Schrock's church, if you know Faith Christian Fellowship, where Tim and James grew up, I believe. Mac saw my father sitting and saw a Bible in his lap, I believe. He was so curious. I mean, you know, he's like, oh, come on, you know, let me. But one day, that fine day, I think he felt so strong that he should talk to my father. At that time, my father was praying and asking the Lord to help him to make a decision with $1. Lord, all I want you to tell me how I should spend this dollar, but without this dollar, I'm done. And I don't want to beg anybody. And I don't want to call my relatives and say I'm desperate and I needed help. But then on the other hand, he said he was so hungry that day that he was ready for something to eat. Lord, help me to make a decision whether I should buy food with the dollar bill or make a phone call. Struggling between making a decision. That was a pretty hard choice, I believe. God, in his grace, even though he takes his people through those circumstances, he has the best for us. Max stopped and asked if he's a Christian. Of course, saw the Bible. Took my father to his home, gave him food, called Simon Schrock. I found this man. They met him for lunch. My father ended up in Catlett, Virginia, in Faith Christian Fellowship. That's all. That's how it all started, with the $1 bill decision. God keeps his angels. He knows how to take care of his people, provide, accomplish his will. That's why we're here. So hopefully someday I'll love to see my children sharing their story with their grandchildren. God bless you. Good. Thank you so much for having us.